Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back again to my podcast, Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. Today, we're going to be going over something a little bit differently. We're going to be doing positive affirmations that you can do every day and also setting a goal. You want to get something done in the next 30 days, go ahead and set a goal starting today. And get that goal in front of you every day. Write it down on a small 3x5 card and put it in present tense. Like, I am so happy and grateful now that I have $250,000. Put it in present tense right now. Write that goal down, whatever your goal is, and make sure that you put it in present tense and look at that goal all day throughout the day. Every day for 30 days, or at least until your goal has become, you have achieved your goal. Some daily affirmations that you can work on that can help you in life, and make sure you do this every day because you're reprogramming your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind sees what's going on, but your subconscious mind believes whatever your conscience is telling you, is telling it to do. Here's some affirmations here that you can start off with. And I always believe in doing these manifestations, doing these daily affirmations every day because you're trying to manifest something in your life. And you also need positivity in your life as well. You don't need the negative. Well, we need the negative in order to create the positive. But where I'm going with this today is being positive every day. When you do a I am manifestation, make sure you put I am certain that, and whatever it is behind it, you want to put back there. For instance, I am certain that I have more money than I know what to do with. Make sure you put it with the I am, because when you're putting your affirmations like that daily, your positive affirmations, you're telling yourself already that you are what you have written down. So like, for instance, you have, I am certain that I have more money than I know what to do with. You're telling yourself already that you already have it. I am certain that I am a multimillionaire. You go ahead and you put that right after I am certain, because when you do the I am affirmations, you become exactly what you say you are. So let's work on a few daily affirmations with the I am. Write down what it is. Do not make a mental note. Do not put it in your computer. Physically get a pen and paper, excuse me, and write it down, your first one, at least three times. So your mind can see what you're doing. Your mind can see what you're writing down, and you're physically doing it. So get up, get yourself a piece of paper, a pen and piece of paper, something that you know that you're going to be able to come back to every day, and write down, I am certain that, and whatever it is that you're certain to, fill in the blanks. And also, don't forget to write on a goal card. Bob Proctor talked about this and about writing down your goals. And he said when he first started off, his goal originally back in the day, his goal originally was to make $25,000 for that year. He was making $14,000 and he owned a cleaning company. If you ever listened to Bob Proctor, and he said that yes, it is a cleaning company, sort of like a janitorial service. And he said he wrote down on a goal card, which is a little 3x5 card that he took out every day, looked out throughout the day, and realized that he had reached that goal before the year was up. His goal was just $25,000. He reached that goal and then some before the year was up, before he expected it. So when you write your goal card, write down what you want. Write down your goal that you're trying to achieve. You know, and put it with, I am so happy and grateful now that I have whatever your goal is you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to make good grades by the end of the semester, put, I am so happy and grateful now that I have a 4.0 average. See what I'm saying? You add whatever you want to at the end. So start your card off, your goal card, G-O-A-L, with, I am so happy and grateful now that I have, and fill in the blank. That simple. So work on your daily goals. Look at that goal card all through the day. When you get up in the morning, like I told you, start off doing your meditation and your prayer. Do your daily positive affirmations. Do your I am affirmations. And also look at your goal card and say it out loud. Say it loud enough for you to hear it, believe it, feel it, see what it feels like to have accomplished that goal. Say, for instance, if your goal is, I am so happy and grateful now that I have $250,000. Be in that moment. Feel what it would feel like if you had that money at that time. If your goal is grace, feel what it will feel like if you have a 4.0. Just be in the moment of whatever it is that you want, whatever goal you're trying to attract. Feel what it would feel like if you actually attain that goal. What you would do if you've already attained that goal. Be in that moment as if though, okay, I am so happy and grateful now that I am a multimillionaire. What does it feel like? What do you feel that it feels like to be a multimillionaire? What do you feel that it feels like to be financially free? What does it feel like to you to be able to have money in your bank account and it's not a negative anymore? You know, you have over $300 million in the bank. So you no longer have to worry about paying for bills. You no longer have to worry about paying for food. Excuse me. You no longer have to check your balance. What does that feel like? Be in that moment. Meditate in that. So you know what it feels like. So when it comes, you're already there. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I know this is a little different. I'm trying to change things up a little bit because I want to become more, I'm being informational, but I also want to be more conversational, if you can understand what I'm saying. So I love to give you information, but I'm going to be changing it up, especially in the series 3, on more conversational information that's informative to you, but in a way as if though we're sitting across each other drinking a hot cup of coffee, having a wonderful conversation this morning, and everything is on the up and up and positive. Okay, thank you so much again for tuning in for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. Please feel free to leave me any messages on the messages, or contact me if you want to. I have a link in my bio that you can click onto if you need anything else. If you need any PDF on daily exercises to strengthen your mind and daily exercises to creating a growth mindset. So you all remember, a mind is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. And have an awesome, wonderful day.